Welcome to the series by Christopher Peter, part of your experience with the Christopher Peter Review. I changed the schedule a bit this week for my content. I released an episode Monday and this weekly recap of NFL action usually comes on Tuesday morning, but I wanted to get the trade deadline in as well. And there was a presidential election at the same time. Next week, back to normal. So what did we learn from week 9 of the NFL season and college football this week? The week started with a Thursday night matchup between the New York Jets and the Houston Texans. The Jets have been on a slide heading into the game, and the Texans lost their star wideout in Stephon Diggs and also Nico Collins. The game was pretty difficult to watch early on, but the Jets finally won a game following the Davante Adams trade, the resolution to the Reddick holdout, and the firing of their head coach. For the life of me, I am not sure why players drop the football before being clearly past the goal line. Make sure that you finish the job before celebrating. I saw on ESPN.com, a clip of the always negative Paul Finnebaum criticized Penn State's head coach James Franklin in picking Ohio State to win, because he claims Franklin always loses the big game. In this case, he was right, as the Ohio State Buckeyes came into Happy Valley and beat the Nittany Lions. The college football poll is out and the top four teams are Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, and Miami. But that does not matter this year. There are 8 more teams that will take part in the college football playoff starting this season. The top four will get a bye. But will that bye turn into a baseball-like occurrence where the rested teams are less likely to win than the ones who came back in the fold a week earlier? The new format will not end the debates. We are already seeing talk about what if this team ends up with the same 2 losses except one team got their second loss in a conference championship game. The benefit as I see it is more teams will have an opportunity and we will see who really is the best when the field is expanded. The new conference makeups and the new playoff field. College football is pretty exciting and the games are great. The Ohio State and Penn State game was back and forth. Texas is navigating their SEC schedule to a place in the playoffs with great performances, except against Georgia. The Texas detractors are complaining about a soft schedule. There is no soft SEC schedule, right? Now, back to the NFL. Let us start in the most important swing state and the game that featured the return of a Super Bowl-winning head coach to the city and team he led to that Super Bowl. Doug Peterson took his Jacksonville Jaguars back to Philly to face the Philadelphia Eagles. Based on the rosters and performances this season, the Philadelphia Eagles were the better team and should have won this game fairly easily, which there were for most of the game. But decisions that did not go their way and a bad call by the referees helped the Jaguars get back in the game. I do not recall ever seeing a player touch down by their opponent and bump into one of their own and not be called down when then hit the ground. Many touchdowns and fumbles have been negated because there was touch seen on replay. But the Eagles did hold on for the 5-point victory. Many fans are critical of decisions made by our head coach Nick Sirianni. Not all were the wrong decisions when you think about it. I do think we should be aggressive when the time calls for it and sometimes be conventional when it makes more sense to do so. Those missed points helped keep an opponent in the game. The Dallas Cowboys are their next opponent and they are ripe for the picking when you consider all the injuries they unfortunately have experienced. They have not played up to the fans' expectations. And that will only get worse now that Dak Prescott will miss multiple games and was placed on injured reserve. CeeDee Lamb also has a shoulder issue. The Cowboys lost to the Falcons. The Ravens rebounded off their surprise loss to the Browns with a definitive win against the Denver Broncos. The Ravens still appear to be amongst the cream of the crop as they will still have to play the Steelers twice, the Eagles, and other challenging teams. But I still think they are best poised to win the conference and will have a chance to make up for their loss by a toenail if the opportunity arises. The Detroit Lions showed that they are the class of the division by winning against Green Bay and Lambeau Field. The Lions were the better team. Clearly took advantage of opportunities and executed more effectively. Losing a cornerback to an ejection on a tough call was not helpful. Watching live, it looked like a dangerous play, but the replay did appear like he unsuccessfully tried to hit with his shoulder. The Chiefs survived another close game on Monday night, despite bringing new talent that showed up and showed out. They are undefeated with signature wins against the Ravens and others. They are focused on that three-peat, but more importantly on stacking win each week and not getting too ahead of themselves. The real cream of the crop of the league at this point is the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, and Steelers in the AFC. They are all playing great football this year. The Bills really are playing better than anticipated considering the loss of developed talent that went to other markets this past offseason. In the NFC, the Lions, the Eagles, the Packers, and the Falcons. The Lions are the class of the field. If Philly can maintain this run and quality of play, we will be able to compete with them in the end. But the Lions are playing well. Notice my Super Bowl pick is not listed. They are on their bye and not leading their division by any means. If Christian McCaffrey does come back healthy, then they will have a puncher's chance, but losing the talent they have this year to injury will impede their season. They are less likely to make the playoffs, let alone another Super Bowl on their current trajectory. Still good enough to beat Dallas, though. November 5th was not only one of the most important election days in our history, it was also the trade deadline for the NFL. The Washington Commanders made themselves better by addressing their need for a corner. Also, the Pittsburgh Steelers got a potential complimentary wide receiver and bolstered their defensive line depth. The Dallas Cowboys went all in and traded for a wide receiver, which many people fear they might have overpaid for. Prior to the deadline, the Baltimore Ravens upgraded their own receiving core by exacting some revenge on the Steelers by trading for a former Steeler, after the Steelers signed their starting linebacker. The Jets added talent over the past few weeks in trades and resolution of holdouts, but time will tell if that is enough to change direction. They may need to almost win out to make the playoffs and avoid playing the second seed in the opening round. Unlike baseball or basketball, I am not sure how much a trade during the season can impact the outcomes, but certain positional players can probably get up to speed faster than others, or the teams can create packages that maximize their abilities and talents to make it work. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com. New content coming out tomorrow with my insights on the election outcome.